Hello, I'm Martin, and you are listening to Kaput Radio. Today, a short podcast, well, let's say until conditions for longer productions are more conducive and friendly. So, here we go, headlines and a bit of commenting. Osama, murder by Yes We Can. Fresh royal ovaries for the broke house of Wimperer. Mafia money trumped out for Donald's presidential ambition and subsequently doused. Bush family seemingly more relaxed after learning of Bin Laden really being dead. But the asymmetric war on terrorism logic produces right away more fear of reprisal attacks in the West, we are told, in the same breath as self-congratulatory revenge compliments about the killing are wildly celebrated. Now, showing a photo of a dead man doesn't produce any fear. Ongoing reprisal warnings are just doing the job. The fear show must go on. And then we read, stealth material remnants of the blown up and discarded stealth helicopter used for the murder of Bin Laden, of America's self-defense, will end up in a Chinese lab for study and subsequent introduction into China's stealth industry. What we're not told, and it is reasonable to assume this, is the new American super radar rendering the stealth material useless anyway. Meanwhile, research in the US continues into an even stealthier formula to hide everything from oil wells to your money. Europe takes another dip into the recession pool, with unresolved toxic liabilities floating around. Even a fresh royal ovary supply can't alter the poverty progressing. America, meanwhile, continues to live on stimuli, plus arms industry export sales with real profits, almost the only profits the country achieves. This alone makes the world a better place. Don't you agree, Mr. Obama? Australia prays for the Chinese to stay alive and remain keen customers, trying to juggle inflationary pressures, a rising dollar, falling commodity prices and repeated general popular disapproval ratings for Ms. Gillard's government. This government also prays for a miracle to deal with refugee boats arriving, triggering the national xenophobia and racism thresholds to alarming levels of shrill panic far beyond the global reality. It is an ongoing mental conundrum with Australia since the first free people arrived here. And the story goes a little bit like this. First, there's the large exposed northern continental coast where the brown-skinned hordes from Asia will overwhelm us. Oh my God! But then comes the Brisbane Line doctrine, a latitudinal line from Brisbane to the west coast drawn, at which we have to stop any possible invasion by all means, whatever the costs. Or in other words, we are prepared to sacrifice the northern half of Australia if the invader stops there. If that fails, we cry for empire, whoever and wherever that is at the time. So these two emotional soft spots are politically milked in any possible deranged way by various politicians and the right-wing media, similar to everywhere else in the first world, hey. To point out our economic, financial, military rules in those places from where the refugees are mass-produced is conveniently omitted. So, now we are outsourcing the problem to Malaysia by ways of the detention out of Australia's sight, out of Australians' minds, Ms. Gillard calculates. Malaysia carries a highly questionable human rights record. But hey folks, that's their record, not ours. Xenophobia, subtle style. I ask myself sometimes why bother with all these events when my local digital world collapses all around me. People all everywhere around me having trouble with the internet, computers are breaking down, paranoid conspiracies guide the logic of network administrators and block everything on this server. When my cross-posting efforts to Radio for All suddenly fail, my own web host leaps into geek interfaces with 3.4 platforms, my comment box being removed by something someone over there must have changed, when I'm invited to Jerkbook or Tweet for Twat World, and numerous protocols, clouds, and apps I don't understand. Give me a break, folks. This is rural Australia with world-class corroded copper lines and wireless black spots. Folks, I just want a hug. Don't you get it?
That we should be much more involved and engaged in the air campaign than we have been.
All good, Dad.
McCain's Sweet Potato Super Fries. Rich in vitamin A with the delicious taste of sweet potato. Ah, McCain, you've done it again.
Silmo Mouse, help!
Yes, we can.
Somebody who was shot in the head. You know, that's not who we are.
Justice has been done. No Americans were harmed.
I'm happy for the American people. I'm happy for former President George W. Bush. Most importantly, but we have to keep going.
All I want, America wants him brought to justice.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars, for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. If you drive a big V8, it's time to celebrate. They're gonna fight a war for you. To keep gas prices cheap, so when you drive or when you sleep, you can do it in an air-conditioned room. For driving is your right, so let's get out there and fight. You can read that in the Constitution.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Here we go now.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars, for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
That's correct, Oliver, yes.
And you have a surname, Oliver?
Yeah, Beer Thanks.
Oliver Beer Thanks.
That's correct, yes.
Terrific. And your special subject tonight, Oliver, is what we actually know as a result of the reports this week about the death of Osama bin Laden.
That's right, yes.
Okay, your questions start now, Oliver. Where did the raid take place this week that has apparently brought about the death of Osama bin Laden?
At Abbottabad, which is north of Islamabad in Pakistan.
Correct. And how long had the US authorities known that bin Laden was living there?
Oh, for some months. This was a very, very carefully planned operation.
Correct. Did the Pakistani authorities know that bin Laden was living there?
Possibly.
Correct. If the US did know he was living there, mustn't the Pakistani authorities know that as well?
Possibly.
Correct. Did the Pakistani authorities know that the US knew that he was living there?
Possibly.
Correct. Did the US inform the Pakistani authorities they were going to conduct a raid in Pakistani territory?
Possibly. Actually, sorry, can I change that answer?
Yes.
Possibly not.
Correct. Was the raid conducted early in the morning because A, the Pakistani authorities hadn't been told it was going to happen?
Possibly.
Correct. Or had the Pakistani authorities been told, but this way it might look as if they hadn't been?
Yes, possibly.
Correct. Would the people who built the compound bin Laden was living in have required permission from some local authority?
Yes, possibly.
Correct. And would anybody know about all that?
Possibly.
Correct. And what was the intention of the raid?
To bring Osama bin Laden to justice.
Correct. What is justice?
Pass.
Correct. And after that round, you won a collection of stories, Oliver.
A collection of stories?
That's right.
Fantastic.
Yes.
What sort of stories?
All sorts.
All sorts of stories. Oh, great. How many of them are there?
How many would you like?
I'd like as many as you've got.
That's why you won.
Well, that's fantastic. Really. Who wrote them?
Experts.
Experts. Great. I love his stuff. He's my favourite author.
And this was Kaput Radio mini format. Please visit sydney.indymedia.org, if not kaputradio.libsyn.com, to get future podcasts. I'm Martin, and you can pod me next time.